Hello, this is VSMPX, and today is Friday, March 25th, 2022. I have a bit of a confession. I've been following QOGO for some time now, and I'm simply infatuated with him. No, I'm bloody lusting over the man. Have you ever known someone who you just want to fuck? That you're extremely attracted to? That you do ungodly acts with? QOGO is that man for me. He and I have chatted, flirted, danced around it. Perhaps it's just a matter of time until we meet up and fuck. But when we do, my dream is to be his bespoke British fuck toy. Another hot wife conquest that he can brag about and parade around. A vessel of validation and ego for him. Part of the appeal is his sexual prowess, his reputation for shagging beautiful women. I would just be next in line, one of many. I certainly would not be the prettiest he's had, nor the sluttiest. A short stop during his march of conquest, I would just be another trophy on his mantle, another notch on his belt. The emotions invested would be completely lopsided. For me, he would be the fulfillment of aspirations and dreams, but for him, I would just be an afterthought. A bespoke fuck toy that he can parade around and display as another spoil of war. I can almost imagine our date now. I would have already been primped and pampered to prepare for our date. Sex already withheld from me as penance. Hair and makeup professionally done, lingerie and heels already on underneath my skimpy dress. We agree to meet at a fancy hotel bar, a glass of wine to calm my nerves while I wait for him to reveal himself. Then we head upstairs. The quiet elevator ride is in stark contrast to the complete annihilation that awaits me. Inside the hotel room awaits a studio, lights, cameras, mirrors, a private recording session for me to witness my own humiliation, my own submission, my own conquest. Like a woman's own wedding, you want to remember and cherish this very special day. Then my vow to him. I defer to you. I am a vessel of your validation, of your ego. Guide me, challenge me, lead me, use me. Fuck me, break me, breed me. A short curtsy to him, and then the lust takes over. A girl can only dream of the ways he'll direct his script of me. The cameras, the angles. How will he command me to contort my body? How will he manipulate my deference? How will he transform this prim and proper wife into his cum-hungry, ovulating whore? This raw, primal, carnal sex is what he wants. This dominance, his overpowering strength and leadership. That's what I need. I imagine that I'm pinned underneath him, his weight on top of me, my legs wrapped around him. His increasingly forceful thrusts, a signal that he's getting close. At this point, I lose all sense of dignity. My only purpose is to finish him off. He's fucking me into oblivion, a void in my mind that I can only focus on getting bread. My moans, they turn into shrieks and yells, signaling that I'm ready for biology to take over. Oh, the climax of our chatting, our flirting, our dancing culminates as he lets out the most masculine roar of conquest. His balls are emptying inside of me as nature takes over. I'm oblivious to the scene. He's pinning me down so he can finish. Cameras are all around, likely capturing my face as I find my serenity. Eyes rolled back. Gasps of air, moans of exhaustion. Finally, after all this time, I'm now one of his, owned, used, and bred. Like my wedding, I can't believe this day has finally come. QOGO, a day we've been waiting for, together.